Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by AfterSight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. Today, we will be reading the following articles on trains.com from the editor and news and reviews. The first article is on trains.com, conducted by Bryson Sleppy. 5 tips for great rural scenery. Take a step away from the big city and focus on rural scenery with 5 great ideas compiled by senior editor Cody Grivno. Learn techniques for realistically modeling grain elevators, farm fields, and more. From ways to research small town industries like grain elevators to sourcing large quantities of N-scale crops to create fields, there's so much to learn. Contributing editor Pell Soberg provides insights on how to model a small town structure using leftover kit parts. Then frequent contributor Montz Schweitzer discusses tractor loads for flat cars. These ideas and more can all be found on trains.com. Scale Trains N-Scale EMD SD40T-2. The Scale Trains N-Scale EMD SD40T-2 diesel locomotive recently visited our Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy State Line route. Join Model Railroader senior editor Cody Grivno as he provides a short story of the Tunnel Motor Locomotive and Union Pacific 8803. Highlights the many prototype-specific details on the rivet counter line model, and demonstrates the sound and light functions on a review sample. The video concludes with UP8803 leading a short freight train over the state line route. Scan the QR code above with a smartphone to watch this video and all of our reviews only on trains.com. The next article is From the Editor by Eric White. Making accurate models from reality. What does this mean, to model from reality? Is it making everything exactly to scale without deviation? Modelers who have been at this a while know that's rarely possible. Even at 1 to 87.1 or 1 to 160 full size, many aspects of the world outside our layout rooms are far too large to duplicate foot to foot. And of course, our model trains don't duplicate the motive power of the prototype, which is probably a good thing when you think about the effects diesel exhaust or coal smoke would have on the inhabitants of our homes. But we do want to create something that looks real. Many modelers have said a favorite comment they get is, quote, "I recognize that scene," end quote. There's a lot of satisfaction in creating something that rings true to viewers, and it often helps make a connection with people who aren't modelers. In addition to modeling recognizable scenes, modelers also strive to create scenes that look plausible, even if they're not exact recreations of a full-sized scene. Creating these views is the artistic part of model railroading. Oftentimes, this is the part that intimidates people. How do I make my models look like the real thing? Artists talk a lot about seeing the world around you, but it's seeing it in an active way. Looking at each aspect and noticing similarities and differences. For example, next time you're at a grade crossing, look at the ballast. Notice how each stone is a slightly different color. Modeling that variation can be tricky, but there's an easy way. Check out Lance Mindheim's story on page 49. He explains how to use photos to recreate intricate textures and patterns on structures. He combines the images with 3D details to make convincing models. But it's also looking at the bigger picture, how the land is shaped from place to place. Compare the rolling landscape of Iowa along Interstate 80 to the flatter fields of Indiana on the same highway. The story on page 26 focuses on the geography of the Appalachian Mountains. Knowing how the landscape was created makes it easier to recreate the area in miniature. Of course, if you can't get to see the landscape of the area you're modeling, Google is your friend. Check out Google Earth or the 3D features on Google Maps. The December Trains of Thought column from Tony Coaster had some people wondering if they were experiencing déjà vu. I'm sorry to say you weren't. By December 2024, we'd published 469 columns from Tony, and I suppose we were bound to repeat one in that many tries, and so it came to pass. We've made some changes to our process to ensure this doesn't happen again for at least another 469 columns. I appreciate the good humor of the folks who reached out to let us know. The next article is News and Reviews, conducted by Cody Grivno and Bryson Sleppy. N-Scale. General Electric U23B diesel locomotives. These four-axle road locomotives are available from Atlas, painted for Delaware and Ohio, Chesapeake and Ohio, Conway Scenic, Lehigh Valley, Missouri Pacific, and Penn Central in 1 to 3 road numbers per scheme. The model is also available undecorated in 3 body styles. The N-Scale U23B features directional golden-white light-emitting diode lighting, including a low-nose headlight where applicable. Additional features include 2 or 4 cab side windows as appropriate, separate factory-applied plastic handrails and stanchions, and weathered grills on the side of the long hood. Direct current models equipped with a speaker are priced at $129.95. Models with an ESU lock sound decoder are $239.95. Atlas Model Railroad Company, reachable at 908-687-0880 or shop.atlasrr.com. HO Scale Locomotives. ALCO 4-8-2 MT-4 Steam Locomotive. Southern Pacific and Athearn. 1 road number per scheme. Prototype-specific details. Factory-applied builder's plates, non-operating marker lamps, metal handrails, brass-painted bell and whistle, piping, uncoupling lever, and more. Light-emitting diode headlight and number boxes. Genesis Series. Direct current model, $509.99, with DCC and sound, $609.99. Athearn Trains, reachable at 800-338-4639 or athearn.com. Baldwin Locomotive Works BF-16 Sharknose Diesel Locomotive. Pennsylvania Railroad, Baltimore and Ohio, and New York Central. Various fantasy schemes also available. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Light-emitting diode lighting. ABS body with die-cast metal chassis. All-wheel electrical pickup. Separately applied handrails, grab irons, horn, bell, wipers, and etched metal grills. Direct current A unit, $199.99. Direct current B unit, $189.99. A unit with DCC and sound, $299.99. A unit and unpowered B unit 2-pack, $399.99. Broadway Limited Imports, reachable at 386-673-8900 or broadway-limited.com. Electromotive Division GP40 Diesel Locomotive. Kansas City Southern and National Railway Equipment. 1 or 2 road numbers per scheme. Road-specific details including battery box doors. Underframe detail including traction motor cables and air filters. Separately applied grab irons and handrails. Light-emitting diode headlights, rear lights, white class lights, ditch lights, and beacons as appropriate. Direct current model, $239.95. With DCC and sound, $349.95. Rapido trains, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. An HO scale building, Liam's Frozen Custard. This factory-assembled building from Menards features a detailed interior, a textured brick exterior, multiple factory-painted figures, parking bollards, Jack the German Shepherd, window signs, a decorative ice cream cone, garbage cans, a tar paper roof with HVAC equipment, and an evergreen tree. The building, $49.99, has interior and exterior lighting that requires a 4.5-volt power supply, sold separately. The structure measures 4 and 7/8 inches by 3.5 inches by 2 and 5/8 inches. You can order Liam's Frozen Custard online or purchase it at your local Menards store. Menards, reachable at menards.com/trains. HO Scale Rolling Stock. DIFCO 45-foot dump car. Alaska Railroad. BNSF. British Columbia Railway. Duluth, Mesabi, and Iron Range. Helm Leasing. Norfolk Southern. Southern Railway. And Union Pacific. Three road numbers per scheme, also available undecorated. Wire grab irons and detailed underbody with pneumatic cylinders and brake gear. $44.98. Walther's Proto. William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. Pacific Car and Foundry B-70-69/71/75 Class Boxcars. Southern Pacific, Lake State Railway, ROLX, and St. Louis Southwestern. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Separately applied metal grab irons, uncoupling levers, and door tracks. Scale-sized draft gear with Hydra cushion underframe. Underbody brake rigging. Multiple door styles. Rapido semi-scale knuckle couplers and 70-ton trucks with metal wheel sets. Single car for $54.95. Six-pack for $329.70. Add $5 for SP/SSW patch-out cars. Rapido trains, reachable at 905-474-3314. Or rapidotrains.com. HO Scale Structures. Transformer Factory Kit. Includes factory, large overhead crane, office, and transformer. Roof-mounted cooling system. Transformer load, thread, nylon tool, iron wire, and cast metal hook included. Molded in six colors, $99.98. Walther's Cornerstone. William K. Walther's Incorporated, 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. N-Scale Locomotives. Electromotive Division SD40-2 Diesel Locomotive. Burlington Northern Santa Fe, CSX, Dakota, Minnesota, and Eastern, Missouri Pacific, Norfolk Southern, and Union Pacific. Multiple road numbers per scheme. High or low short hood as appropriate. Detailed cab interior. Factory applied wire grab irons, windshield wipers, and train line hoses. Rivet counter series. Direct current model, $159.99. With ESU LockSound V5 decoder, $264.99. Scale trains reachable at 844-987-2467 or scaletrains.com. Electromotive Division SD70M Diesel Locomotive. CSX and Union Pacific. Two road numbers per scheme. Road number specific details including UP Excursion Service and CSX Spirit of Tampa lettering. Light emitting diode headlights and number boxes. Factory printed number boards. HTCR Phase 2 trucks with all-wheel electrical pickup and blackened metal wheels. 5-pole Kato motor with dual brass flywheels. Kato magnetic couplers, direct current model $150, with DCC $250, with DCC and sound $350. Kato USA, reachable at 847-781-9500 or katousa.com. N-scale rolling stock. Thrall skybox for aerospace loads. Trailer train, parentheses, early and late schemes, close parentheses, Atkinson, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Burlington, Northern Santa Fe, Great Northern, NASA, Southern Pacific, and Union Pacific, parentheses, ex-Missouri Pacific, close parentheses. Four road numbers per paint scheme, updated hood with separate grab irons, factory-installed uncoupling levers, metal wheel sets and air hoses on flat car. $42.95. Intermountain Railway Company. Reachable at 303-772-1901 or intermountain-railway.com. In Memoriam, John H. Tews, 1943-2024. Longtime TrainFest Executive Director John H. Tews passed away on October 10, 2024. He was 81 years old. John, a resident of Sussex, Wisconsin, since the mid-1960s, was a project manager for Wisconsin Electric for 35 years, retiring in 2006. His HO-scale Timber Rivers Railway was featured in the January 1985, November 1992, and January 2019 issues of Model Railroader, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the PBS series Tracks Ahead. John was also building on 30 and O-gauge layouts at his vacation home. He was still running the Lionel Santa Fe F3 and Pennsylvania Railroad steam turbine he had as a child. In 2011, John was the first recipient of the Spirit of Model Railroading Award, named in his honor for his lifelong dedication to the model railroading hobby. The National Model Railroad Association Master Model Railroader retired as Executive Director of TrainFest, America's largest operating railroad show, in 2014. John served in that role for more than 20 years. He also served in leadership positions in the village of Sussex at Christ Our Savior Church and with Friends of East Troy Railroad Museum. John is survived by wife Nancy and three sons. Scale Trains N-Scale EMD SD40T-2. An electromotive division SD40T-2 is making its debut in the Scale Trains N-Scale diesel lineup. The all-new rivet counter line model features plastic and die-cast metal construction, a 5-pole skew-wound motor with dual flywheels, and all-wheel drive and electrical pickup. Southern Pacific approached EMD looking for a locomotive that would address overheating issues at high altitudes and in tunnels and snowsheds. The builder came back with the SD45T-2 tunnel motor in February 1972. The units featured radiators on top of the long hood and air intakes at the bottom of the engine locker. The design was adapted for the popular SD40-2 in 1974, resulting in the SD40T-2. Between June 1974 and July 1980, 312 SD40T-2 diesels were produced. SP had the biggest fleet with 229, followed by Denver and Rio Grande, 73, and St. Louis Southwestern, with 10. Our sample is decorated as Union Pacific 8803. The prototype was built in May 1980 as Southern Pacific 8259. It became part of the UP fleet following the railroad's September 1996 acquisition of the SP. The 8259 was renumbered UP-8803 on August 21, 2001. It was later repainted in UP's Armor Yellow and Harbor Mist Gray scheme. The locomotive was retired on April 12, 2010. The Scale Trains SD40T-2 has freestanding MU and train line hoses and plastic uncoupling levers on the front and rear pilots. A late SP-style snowplow with the grab irons, picked in white, is attached to the front pilot. Spare knuckles painted a rust color are molded on the rear pilot. The unit's SP heritage is evident by looking at the front and rear headlight packages. The locations where the red Pile National gyro lights were located are plated over. Other telltales include SP blue flag brackets and a modified L front window on the engineer side. The star of the show is the radiator section. The air intakes feature see-through etched metal screens. The truck gear tower is visible through the front screens. The rooftop exhaust grills are also etched metal. The radiator shutters are visible underneath. Our sample is neatly painted in UP's Armor Yellow and Harbor Mist Gray. The separation lines between colors are crisp and the lettering placement matches prototype photos. To separate the shell from the chassis, I removed the front and rear draft gear boxes. The motor and flywheels are located above the fuel tank. A screw-mounted weight is attached to the top of the chassis. The motherboard and ESU LoxSound V5 decoder are attached to the weight. The model we received features an ESU LoxSound V5 sound decoder. I first ran the unit on the test track with an NCE power cab. The model hesitated a bit at step 1. The SD40T-2 smoothed out at step 2, running a 3 scale mile per hour. At step 28, the unit hustled along at 109 scale miles per hour. The prototype had a top speed of 70 miles per hour. The locomotive has a drawbar pull of 0.64 ounces, equivalent to 15 free-rolling freight cars on straight and level track. I then took the SD40T-2 over to our Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy state line route layout. The unit performed without issue on the layout's 18-inch radius curves and number 6 turnouts. The team at Scale Trains knocked it out of the park with the N-Scale EMD SD40T-2. The level of detail is on brand with the rivet counter line. The realistic sounds are just icing on the cake. This is one of the finest plastic N-Scale locomotive models I've seen pass through our offices. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Facts and features. Price. Direct current model with E24 connector, $149.99. With ESU LoxSound V5 sound decoder, $254.99. Manufacturer. Scale Trains, 4901 Old Tasso Road Northeast, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37312, or scaletrains.com. Era. June 1974 to present varies depending on paint scheme. Road names: Union Pacific, Denver and Rio Grande Western, and Southern Pacific. Features: body-mounted plastic couplers at correct height, metal wheel stubs mounted on plastic drive axle gears in gauge. Minimum radius 9¾ inches, recommended radius 11 inches. Weight 3.2 ounces. Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader Magazine, read by Jason Consol.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com, in collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at AfterSight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@aftersight.org. Thank you for listening.